A study published last year by the Government Accountability Office says wind farms have had little impact so far on birds and bats. But the study says that could change as more wind farms go up. The question is how to minimize the risk. Alex Hoare is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Not all turbines cause a problem. There are turbines around that had bird problems. There are lots of turbines that don't. And we're trying to learn why.
Hoare says scientists know a lot about migration patterns for both birds and bats, but they haven't tracked the animals' behavior while they're in the air. Scientists are now using thermal imaging and radar to study flight patterns in detail. And Bowling Green State University in Ohio recently won a $1 million grant to study the impact of smaller turbines on wildlife. For the GLRC, I'm Dustin Dwyer.